I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Your future's riddle, when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me.
We heard the Beach Boys from Smiley Smile, Good Vibrations, from the Surf's Up album, Long Promised Road, and from the classic Pet Sounds, Caroline No, which was also released as a single, not under the group name, but rather by Brian Wilson, back in 66 or so, a true collector's item. And that just signals the fact that we'll be spending some time with Brian, as we did the day before Thanksgiving, just last year, 1976, right after these messages. My in-studio guest for the next half hour or so will be someone whose music has meant more to my life and the life of many others than perhaps any other single person I could think of in popular music off the top of my head. The last time he was here was 1973, and right after we listen to this record, we're going to do it again.
originally on the 2020 album and then collected later on the Good Vibrations Best Of package, The Beach Boys. What a pleasure it is to say, welcome, Brian Wilson.
Hi, Pete. How are you and how is everybody out there listening?
Terrific. Just terrific. You played this year your first dates with the band in almost a decade, right?
Yeah.
Earlier in the summer for the TV special.
Uh-huh.
Did it bring back all the old flood of memories of what it's like to stand up there in front of thousands of people?
Oh, yeah, of course. It was just like old times. Only thing is that the songs I like a little better now. And I like myself better because I've lost a lot of weight, too, which is...
That's right. The last time you were here in 73 when I asked you if you had intended to play, you said it all depended on whether you can drop some pounds, etc. And may I say to the listening audience, who is, of course, without a visual presence to judge by, that you look terrific.
Thank you. I appreciate
stunning.
That. Thank you.
You're on a program of physical...
Oh, yeah. Hey, every day I go to a gymnasium and I work out and I... do sit-ups, I do push-ups, I run laps, I play racquetball, which is like handball, only use a little racket, miniature tennis racket for it. It's a little black ball that bounces around off a wall. I'm getting in shape. The concerts keep me in shape, too.
Yeah, well, the band was in town towards the end of the summer, and I caught
right.
it at the Nassau Coliseum.
Right.
This is, after 15 years of success and greatness, how do you feel about the future of the Beach Boys? Is it an endless thing?
It looks pretty good. We have a lot of songs that we did. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I started getting into songwriting again, which after a few years I was inactive. And
can we talk about that, Brian?
Yeah. Yeah, what happened was I kind of got laid out, see, and I kind of lost interest in recording and... everything just sort of went kaput, you know?
The pressures of the business
side
of things?
Yeah, that plus I was taking drugs too much. I was overdoing the drugs, like a lot of people. We all get into that. So I kind of got laid out, and but eventually what happened was I got a psychiatrist in my life who had put me on a program, not only counseling from him, but having me see other counselors, going to a gym and going to school at night and just taking up things for my mind.
This is Dr. Landy?
Yeah, Dr. Landy. And born out of that was the interest again to record, which, you know, doesn't come along every day when you can be truly inspired. Well, it just so happens that in the spring of this year, I got inspired and we did 15 big ones.
Right.
Well, just about a month ago, we recorded two albums. Are you ready for that?
Wait a minute.
Two new albums. We're two ahead of schedule now. It's out of sight. Yeah.
After 4 years
yeah.
of no new material
right.
from the boys, you're telling me that in the period since the spring, you've got literally not only 15 big
right.
ones out, but two more coming?
That's right. I think that our next batch of material is going to be as good as ever. I can't see... I couldn't see doing any better for this period of time right now.
Brian, can you recall the specific point? I mean, there was literally a time when the Beach Boys served as the vehicle for your vision of music, certainly through the Pet Sounds album and then the version of Smiley Smile that ultimately got released in 1967. After that, it seemed as if, by choice or design, you had let go your control of the group and the other members then individually on the albums from Wild Honey
right.
up until 15 big ones all got a chance to get in there and be producers, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Was there a specific decision involved in de-emphasizing your active role with the band?
No, not really. No, it just came about naturally. It's not a thing like that at all.
What about in that period where there was a dry period as far as singles were concerned?
Right.
And there was a time when the concept of the Beach Boys had gone out of fashion for the mass
uh-huh,
audience.
Right.
Did you take that personally?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I took it. What else could I do? I mean, that's all I had. You know, my whole life depended on the success of the Beach Boys. And unfortunately, when you get something rolling like the Beach Boys, it's not really easy to identify with anything else but that, you know. And when something like that wanes or it seems to have run a cycle, it can get to you in a certain way. It can really get to your blood. I mean, it affects me very much. I'm very deeply affected by what people think, you know.
Okay, I would love to get your impressions of why you think the group and its music and the repackages from a couple of summers ago came back so strong, just as big, if not bigger, than ever before.
What happened was that the new audience, or your new kids, your teenagers, were exposed to old songs, which to them were new. I think it's a matter of the generation having moved up a step, And I think it had to do with the fact that it was reaching them for the first time, although a lot of the second generation, the older generation, picked up on it too. But I do think that's the reason, that it was because of the new generation.
So what kind of faces were looking up at you in that audience in Cincinnati the other night?
16, 15, around there, right around in there.
And also, I guess, our peers as well. I mean, you
right.
always get
oh,
a
yeah.
sprinkling
you,
of the old-timers.
You get the old-timers all over the place, sure.
They're gonna come out.
Sure.
This year, which is an incredible one, it has been a banner year. It brought you your first top 10 single in almost 8 years, a best-selling album. A TV special. Were you happy with the way the TV special turned out?
Oh, yeah. I especially the part with the choir. I mean, I know you told me before the interview, you said that you thought the choir was magnificent. Yeah. I thought they were, too. Very good. Double Rock Baptist Church out in Compton, California. Really extraordinary singers, and really kind of added a sprinkle of spiritualism to the song.
I wish there was a version available to us of that particular
right.
session. There
we
isn't.
Do have our version, though.
And we will play it from the album 15 Big Ones, that same old song.
Well, back in time with just a rhythm and rhyme, Gregorian chants were a real big thing. They took that chant and added harmony. It was a different sound but had the same meaning.
I know,
it took us a long while
to go,
and find us a rock star.
I know,
that we can take it one more mile, because
we're singing that same song, we're still singing that same song, we're singing that same song.
From the album 15 Big Ones, the Beach Boys, and that same song. Do you, this is a tough question, I know, but do you have an understanding of exactly what you and your music and the band have meant to an entire generation?
Not entirely. I think I understand it more personally to what it means to me, but, you know, I've never really asked anybody. I mean, I say, well, you know, do you like us, or do you like what we do, or do you like our sound, or do you like what we talk about and all that? But I don't know. What you told me it meant a lot to you, and I was very, very happy.
Well, Brian, let me say that Pet Sounds was the album that I feel I grew up by, because whatever was going on in your head at that time was like a little Xerox machine going
right.
on in the heads of thousands and thousands of young people in this country in 1966. And it was like a shoulder to cry on. It was like a reaffirmation of our own existence.
Right. It was a spiritual experience.
Is it in any way embarrassing for you to see your personal life and problems splashed all over the covers of national magazines? This year alone, there was the monumental two-part series in Crawdaddy by Tim White.
Right, Rolling
The
Stone.
Recent Rolling Stone cover story, the People cover story.
Right.
Does it hurt you to be analyzed so publicly?
It does in a way. I don't mind being criticized, you know, logically. Take a person and logically analyze the guy and lay it out for public. But, I mean, if they knock me down, then it hurts a little bit. But I take it in stride. I figure that you got to see both sides to a person. It's good for everybody to see a person as he is, you know. But I think, by and large, just getting written about is the main thing. I think the publicity of it all and being feeling that you're in the limelight, that there's something to read about, this all means a lot to me. These things mean the most, you know.
If people were looking for clues about Brian Wilson in your music, off the top of your head, Brian, which songs from any period in the Beach Boys' career, from any period, from the earliest right up to the present, which songs would you say reveal the most about you personally?
Gee, that's hard. I think That's Not Me reveals a lot about myself.
From Pet Sounds, yeah.
My folks, when they wrote, And something, as I told him, what I was up to said that's not me. And just the idea that you're going to look at yourself and say, hey, now, look, that's not me. Kind of square off with yourself and say, this is me, that's not me. You know, that explains it. I think God only knows explains a lot about me, and that I believe in God, and I am humble enough to say God knows what I would be without somebody, whoever I was talking about, or say I was talking about an imaginary person, which I was at that time. But it just goes to show that feelings, you know, when you believe something and you believe it, you reflect it in your songs. I mean, you say how you feel, and songs don't lie. Songs are the most honest form of a human being there is. I mean, there's nothing that lies about a song.
In that respect, you have given the world a 15-year biography of yourself and all of your changes.
There's a song on Pet Sounds called Wouldn't It Be Nice? Which I see that you've queued up. I'd like to explain a little bit about
that.
That's a song expressing the need to have freedom and live with somebody. The idea is, the more we talk about it, the more we want it, but let's talk about it anyway. Let's talk it over. Let's talk about what could be, what we might have if we really got down to it.
From one of the greatest rock albums ever made, 1966's Pet Sounds, The Beach Boys. Pet Sounds, that's Wouldn't It Be Nice, my special in-studio guest, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Talk about the rest of the guys in the band and how you feel they've developed in the 15 years.
Well, let's take them one by one. Al Jardine has become a great country artist, or was a country artist. He sang Cotton Fields.
He was always a kind of a folk influence.
Yeah, well, when I was going to college, Al Jardine was going to the same college. He also went to high school with me, but in college, Al started a group similar to the Kingston Trio, which he patterned. He adored the Kingston Trio. He later on suggested that we cut Sloop John B, which the Kingston Trio recorded.
Right.
It's from a poem called Wreck of the Sloop John. So we did Sloop John B per Al's request, and Alan has come a long ways as far as a folk country artist and a rock and roll artist.
How about your brothers?
Carl has come so far in rock and roll singing. He's probably one, if not our best singer. Mike Love and Carl are our best singer. Mike Love, of course, has been consistent all the way through. Hasn't really gotten much better because he was always excellent to start with. Dennis has come so far in creating and writing songs. We've all come a long ways. I mean, I've come a long ways in writing. My writing changes with the times, you know, and it's a good feeling to know that everybody in the group is in there somewhere doing something.
Dennis has a solo album coming out, does he not?
Yes, he does. It's a good... I heard some of the cuts down at the studio between Beach Boys sessions. He said, hey, Brian, come here, I want you to hear this. He played it for me. I said, Dennis, that's funky. That's funky. You know, and I said, hey, that's good. I like it. It's great. Good work. You're going to have a hit album. I hope he has a hit album. Dennis Wilson's solo album is going to be a good album.
Does this pave the way for other members of the band to do individual projects, yourself included?
Yeah, he's kind of starting a little movement. I think Carl's planning to do the same thing. Carl will probably be the next to do it.
Well,
I'm not
sense,
going to.
Well, now you're alone on Saturday night.
It's good to know that there's an audience out there that they could experience a Brian Wilson alone without the Beach Boys. It's good to know that you have that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to know you're in a group, but it's also nice to know that you can get out there and do your shtick, you know, so which is good. I'm glad that I was offered the post. You know, a lot of people, individuals from groups aren't really offered anything. So in that respect, I'm glad that they said I could step out of the Beach Boys and do the Saturday night show, you know.
Brian, were you pleased with the repackages by your former label?
Oh, yeah. I thought they chose good material. The repackages went to number one, and they were just, you know, excellent choices. California Girl, Surfer Girl, all those songs went on there. And it was sort of a quick synopsis or summary of historical perspective of the Beach Boys' music, which was really nice to live through.
When those albums, in fact, did become as successful as they did, was that part of the renewed confidence that that lets you kind of sneak out of the room every now and again and get back into it?
Yeah, you could say that, of course.
Here's one from left field. Are you a good father?
Excellent father. I wasn't before. I will say that I've gone to school to become a father. My psychiatrist kind of formed a buddy-buddy companionship with me, and he kind of let me in on the fact that, you know, these are human beings. These are people that need you. They identify with you.
Your kids.
And let's really kind of get down to being good parents, you know. The child needs the parent like he needs to breathe. I mean, that's his life. You know, the parent's the first thing he learns in life, and that parent might as well keep his image up as a good parent. And this is what I've done with my kids. I've kept up the image of a good person to them, and I kiss them a lot, and I give them affection, and it's good. It's good to have kids. Kids are the greatest joy in the world.
Do you have good memories of your own childhood at this point, Brian?
Some good memories, of course. I have a lot of good memories. Most of them are on my own, not with my parents. I think having brothers meant the difference.
Sure.
As far as loneliness goes. I think brothers meant the difference as far as really being a lonely person. So I think I have good memories with my brothers, yeah. And I would say that I had some bad memories, but, you know, I'd rather think of the good ones.
Your career, of course, is one of the most incredible. I can't think of anyone else with the longevity of the Beach Boys or the musical history that you've given to the world. I don't mean this to embarrass you. I just want to confirm with every ounce of strength and feeling in me that, Brian Wilson, you are loved by many, many people.
Thank you.
And will continue to be over the years. I see your best years still ahead.
Thank you. I do too. I really do.
Are you happy?
Yeah. This is the first year I lost 50 pounds. Can you believe that?
Woo!
50 pounds in 1 year. No, I went down to 200 from 250. And I'm going to go to about 190, 185. And I don't need as much food. You know, they say, get away from those fries. You know, I say, I want those fries. I want them. Nope. If you want to lose weight, you throw carbohydrates away and go on a low-carbohydrate diet, which I did, which is cool. I'm happy now. I look better. I feel better. Hey, that's the way to go, you know? You do this for yourself. You're not doing it for anybody else.
Damn it, I am so glad that you are here to say that, because people very often, when there's a middleman, like a newspaper in the way, and when you have to interpret tone of voice or inflections of a quote, it gets in the way of the listener or the reader really
right.
Perhaps understanding where someone is at. And the fact that you could come here today and speak to the people in New York who care about you is such a trip. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time out and coming by again today.
We've been friends now for so
Beach Boys and the title song from their album, Friends. Of all of the things to choose, couldn't think of anything more appropriate. Hope you enjoyed that. A revisit with Brian Wilson on Thanksgiving Eve 1976.